V'cheres, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. We continue the discussion of the mumim shebemokam ha'erva v'behema that renders it a mum kavua. In loy beitzim, if the male behema doesn't have beitzim, in loy ala beitzim achas, that's also a mum kavua. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have a bechor that seems like it only has one beitzim, which is a deformity because it should have two, im yesh lo shnei kisin, if there's two sacks, the place where the beitzim sit, then you know yesh lo shnei beitzim, you know that there are two, and obviously one is dislocated, and it can be surgically brought down, but it's not a mum. Ein lo ela kis echod, if there's only one sack over there, so even if there's two beitzim, ein lo ela beitzo achas, it's as if there's only one beitzim, because it's only going to be functioning as one. So it is a mum kavua. Rav Kiva Eimer, Moishiv al akuzoi. Moishiv al akuzoi means you have to turn the behema over onto its back, and you want to check whether it has shnei beitzim, shnei kisim, or not. Umemaych, after you turn it over, then you can feel the animal. Obviously, you're going to hold down the animal, and then you're going to feel around over there by the kiss with the beitza, by the thighs. Im yesham beitza soifalotzes, if there's something there that was further up that was dislocated, so lots of it will come out. Maisa Shemich, there was a story where they turned over an animal and it looked like it had only one beitza. Vilayotzos, the second beitza didn't come out. Vinishkat, it was shechted as a balmum. Vinimtsis dvuka baksolim, it was found that the second beitza was dislocated and it was stuck to the wall of the intestines, and because of that, it's not a bechor balmum, so therefore it was shechted. It's shchut. V'hitur b'kiva, b'kiva held that mutter. If it doesn't come down, even if it's inside, but it was checked, then b'kiva would hold that it's a balmum. V'osar b'yechna benuri, he holds that's called that it has two beitzim, even though it's stuck inside, stuck further up, and it's not coming down. Even though you checked, l'may says din of a b'chor balmum, and the halach is the basar is mutter to eat. Mishnah Zayin, Baal Chomish Raglayim. Here we're moving on to the movement of the legs of an animal. If it has five legs, Hashem le'alasholosh. Five legs is as bad as having three. Both of them are movement. The Sheraglov Klutois, Shel Chamor. It has, funny, it has deformed, instead of split hooves, which every kosher animal has, it has round hooves like a Chamor. Vashochul Vakosel. These are two other type of deformities in the hooves of the behemoth. They're all mumim kavuim. Ezu shochul, shenishmata yirechoi, that the bone of the thigh is dislocated, but from where it can't go back. The chosul, achas miyakoisov gvoya, it has a limp that's caused by the legs not being, the bones of the legs not being set properly. One of the thighs is higher than the other, and because of that, the animal has a limp. That itself is a mum kavua.